Wings Pilot.
Whoa, man. So cool here in Radiator Springs, being this hippie van.
Oh, ka-chow.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Just like a newborn baby, we are not going to let you sleep through the night.
No, no, but we are so adorable that you'll forget about it.
And that's true.
Because you'll first go, why did I have this thing?
Mm-hmm.
But then you cuddle it, like us, mm-hmm. you yep. listen to it.
Like us.
Like us, and then you go, that's right.
I want another.
I'll give him another week.
Yeah, babies famously on week by week basis. Of course, this is the podcast where we add Arnie to movies in an effort to improve them. Today, we're doing the movie Cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Disney, Pixar, they, you know, this is one of those good ones, like before they started doing a million sequels, right?
Yeah, actually, they have a policy.
Okay.
I looked it up in some of my online travels.
Okay, what's the policy?
The policy is they do a sequel every 2 years and an original film every 3 years.
Then how do we have like 17 versions of Toy Story?
Maybe I butchered it. Maybe it's like an original every alternate year. Maybe that's what it is, yeah. One of the funner facts I've ever produced.
Wow, maybe one of the best. Now, critics don't mind it. 74%, audience 79%. That's about right.
I would say it's spot on.
Yeah, I think it's fine. It's a fine movie.
I really like it.
I know you do. It's a fine movie. It's fine.
Is.
All right, well, let's grab a random character, of course, suggested from people from the Arnieverse mm-hmm. that will randomly appear in this episode at some point. And I have got Ed Sheeran's proud mum.
Oh, gosh. Ed Sheeran's proud mum.
Ed Sheeran's proud mum.
In Cars.
In Cars, at some point will appear. So look out for that one, Ed Sheeran's proud mum. In the meantime, synopsis, please.
All righty then. Set in a world populated entirely by anthropomorphic vehicles. You did not write that, did you?
I did not. Thank you, ChatGPT.
Ambitious. I'm going to reword that. In a world populated by talking cars.
Coward.
Ambitious rookie race car Lightning McQueen, voiced by Owen Wilson, is en route to the prestigious Piston Cup Championship. After an unexpected detour, though, he finds himself in the forgotten town of Radiator Springs on Route 66. As he repairs the damage he caused to the town's road, McQueen forms unlikely friendships with the quirky residents, leading him to reevaluate his life's priorities and the true meaning of success.
I like how he's a douche throughout, like, pretty much, like, 80% of this.
Pretty consistent.
He's, like, just this douche who has, like, little moments of not being a douche, but he is just not a good guy. He's self-involved, and he has to be, so you kind of get it. But then he, you know, changes for the better.
Meets a Porsche, meets a racist ute.
That's right, very racist. Now, before we go any further, it is worth acknowledging that for the first time ever, Arnie kind of does appear in this movie.
He does. It's after Lightning McQueen goes missing and that shows like a series of news reports around the globe.
Yeah.
And he is, what, the governor?
Yeah, so they say he's like a governor. It's basically like a Hummer,
yep.
And he is portrayed as the governor. So you can put two and two together that it's Sven is this Arnie
Yeah,
character.
Which is funny because we have created characters in the past for Arnie in films, like Crocodile Dundee.
Yep.
And we have named him Sven.
Good to know that we're all as original as each other. Now, you had a fact for me regarding the Hummer.
I did. Arnold was actually instrumental in the production, like the public production of the Hummer.
Is that actually true?
It's actually true. It was in his biography, Total Recall. And he does like a whole chapter on how he started to speak with the people who developed the Hummer, which was at that time just a military car.
Okay. Thanks, Arnie.
I think it's just a very funny scenario that he was able to push them and say, there's money that's being left on the table here if we don't do this.
If we don't make the most impractical vehicle of all times.
But what kind of, how does a conversation like that go when he calls up just, what, the military?
I guess.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. How does it go?
Let's do it, baby. Yes, hello, the U.S. military.
Hello, it's me, Arnold Schwarzenegger. How are you?
Oh, my goodness, Arnie. It's a pleasure to have you on the phone with the U.S. military. Of course, we represent the Army, the Navy, and Air Force.
I'm aware of what you do.
How may we be of service to you today?
One of your items that you have in the military, it has given me much pleasure to see, and I want to see it on the streets.
Oh, are you talking about the nuclear bomb?
No, not the
nuclear
bomb.
Like the one we dropped on Nagasaki?
No, not that one.
Okay, you're talking about the other nuclear bomb that we dropped on Hiroshima?
Okay, no. I was hoping not to talk too much about that.
Are you talking about the planes that we covered up that flied into the 9/11?
No, not this time. Although, put a little post-it to come back to that one. No, I am talking about the Hummer.
Oh, you're talking about the Hummer, the all-terrain Hummer. Vehicle that we have. Drives through the streets of Iraq, liberating the people from... evil forces of terrorism.
Yeah, that one. But can you imagine that instead of driving over sand dunes and rubble of people's homes that they've destroyed?
And body parts.
Don't forget body parts. But instead, it's just driving on a highway. What do you say?
So you're saying to me that the U.S. military is leaving money on the table.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
We could be selling these things.
Mass production, baby.
To the public.
And I'll make it look cool.
You're saying you're going to make it look cool? Yeah, we'll sell it. It'll kind of give us a bit of positive PR.
The military is so cool. Everyone thinks they're so awesome. So it'll be like you and me and like all this money coming to me. And it'll be me smoking a cigar while in the Hummer. It's such a good idea.
Arnie, I think this is fantastic.
Let's do it.
I think we just need to put you in touch with the military's biggest shareholder.
Oh, yeah. Who's that?
Well, of course, they're in the room with me right now.
Oh, yeah. Who's that?
It's Ed Sheeran's proud mother.
Hello!
Arnie, sorry, Mrs. Doubtfire is also in the room.
Hello!
Ed Sheeran's mother, are you okay if we begin to enter negotiations with Arnold Schwarzenegger to create mass production?
Oh, I love the idea of that. I was just wondering if we could quickly talk about my son, if there's any spare moment.
Well, of course we can, Arnold.
His name's Edward.
Yes.
I'm very proud of him.
Yes.
You may know him. He's a little ginger boy.
He was a little ginger. Arnie, you're familiar with little Ed Sheeran, the ginger boy? The money that he has made, as part of it, has been funneled to you.
Yeah, and I invested it right in here. So
the U.S. military
is... Well, that's what he said. He said, invest it, you know, avoid the bombs. And I said, I'll go double on them. And I just went, oh, the bombs.
Yes,
Arnie. So smart.
Arnie, this is... obviously, she's passionate about public safety in the United States, even though she is from the UK.
Oh, I am certainly from the UK, as you can tell from my British accent.
Anyway,
yeah, no, for sure.
We just needed the seal of approval from you, Mrs. Sheeran.
You got it
from me. All right, well, there we go.
But I demand that every Hummer that's sold has a copy of my son's CD in there ready to go.
Well, I'm sure we can accommodate that.
No deal.
Arnie?
Okay, deal. Talk me into it.
It would be an absolute pleasure to have our boys out in the desert singing Yeehaw, Shape of You.
Hell yeah. I love the idea of it.
All right, then. Bye.
I'll see you later, Mr. Sheeran.
Bye.
Arnie, we've got ourselves a deal.
Deal. Shake on it. Through the phone, somehow.
That is perfect.
Yep, that's how it would have gone, I'm sure. Let's get to the actual movie itself. Lightning McQueen, I mentioned before, douche.
Mm.
Absolute douche. Owen Wilson does such a good job at it. And yeah, I'd like to do kind of like that near opening scene where he's just finished the race and he's doing like this interview and he's just like coming across as such a jerk. I would love Arnie to play that role.
Yeah. And that's all like immediately after he meets all his like sponsors.
Yeah,
as
they're
well.
All like, because he's represented by some just like small time rusties. That's it. To make your bumper not rusty. But the rest of the car is looking like shit.
Yep. Yep. And they're like lepers.
They are. It's like they have leprosy. If we were to put this comparing it to humans,
it would be like, who's the greatest, I don't know, Tom Brady.
Yeah. And he's sponsored by lepers. And he has to shake their hand. He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to catch it.
And I'm sorry to it. I know that we are big in the leprosy community
we
as well.
We are huge. Yeah. We normally get 2 thumbs up if they've got them.
Oh, gosh. Is there a line with leprosy? Or is it like open slather for comedy?
I think it's fine.
Is it still a thing?
Well, that's my thing. I'm like, I don't know. If you got leprosy, get that checked out. Stop listening to the podcast. We've got bigger issues. All right, let's move on.
All right. Oh, what a race.
Excuse me. Lightning McQueen. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, my name's Brad. I'm here from the news. I just want to cover your
Brad,
amazing race.
Brad, I don't
race.
Have a lot of time. What do you want?
You were so incredible in this race. I just want to talk
Thank
about
you.
How
Thank
incredible you.
You
were. Despite all the carnage you created, a few deaths out there today. A bit disappointing. We'll have an in memoriam for a lot of those cars that didn't make
terrible,
it.
Terrible accidents. And it's sad that they're not with us anymore. But that just means...
Why are you smiling when you say that?
Well, there's 2 less cars to stop me from winning the Piston Cup, baby.
Okay. I just also wanted to touch on the fact that you did also use your tongue to win the race. You stuck your tongue out. Is this a normal strategy? Is this something you've been practicing before?
Every part of the car counts.
Okay.
That's what you need to know. And Chick Hicks and the King, they couldn't get me because I got a long tongue. I've been hanging out with Gene Simmons.
Okay.
Gene Minivan Simmons.
Yep, taught you everything you know.
And he said this is how you put your tongue out.
Yeah, and you're confident you won the race because we haven't got a result yet.
Oh, very confident. Yeah, it's almost guaranteed that I am the new champion.
Yeah, okay. Also, something I want to touch on, a little bit controversial, but, you know, I am a serious journalist. These headlights that you have, are these real headlights? Or these...
No more questions. No more questions. I've got to go
hey,
to...
Hey, man, we got to go and say hello to the sponsors. You're going to come and say hello to our sponsors?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll say hello to the sponsors. Hello, Rusty's community.
Let me do the intro.
You know how good he is, everyone. Say hello to Lightning McQueen.
Hello, everybody. What's your name?
My name's Fred, and I can't feel my leg or my wheel. Can I shake your hand?
No.
Can I touch you a little bit?
Absolutely
just
not.
Just want to touch your face.
I'm pretty sure it's in my contract. I
want to feel your youth.
No, you don't.
I want to touch him, too.
And who are you?
Hello, my name's Francis.
Oh, hello, Francis.
And I want to feel your face.
Yeah.
You're so young.
Everybody does.
You're so young.
Okay, so let's just...
All right, everybody, back off. Let him have a little bit of room to breathe. He's you know, he's just run a very, very fast race.
I did. Once again, I want to say thank you to everybody.
Oh, that was a lung. A little bit of engine oil came out there. Wow, that's incredible.
That is gross. Anyway, thank you, Rusty's.
I think that was a bit of oil as well.
Got for on being my sponsor. Wheel. It's going to be really sad when I leave next
Excuse me, what was that?
I said it's going to be sad when you pass away.
I'm never going to die. Just so you know, I'm like all my friends here. We're like the undead.
Yeah, like the undead.
I'd now like to welcome up.
Let me touch your face.
No, we've been.
Let us touch your face.
We've been through this. No face touching.
Let us touch your face.
Oh, the twins.
Hello. Can we touch your face?
What are you doing in the Rusty's tent?
We stuck in.
Oh, well, touch your face. Look, gentlemen, I'm going to go with the twins, and I'm going to pass over to this medical expert who is going to tell you everything you need to know about rust. Okay, here he comes.
Thank you, Lightning McQueen. I just wanted to take a quick moment to let you all know that the results are in, and you all have leprosy and going to die.
Doctor, does that mean I'm going to die?
Yes, it means you're going to die. You're all going to die.
How long have we got, Doctor?
Minutes.
What am I going to do with my minutes?
Not my concern. You guys disgust me.
Yeah. That's perfect.
That's pretty much how it would have gone.
Car leprosy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what is the human equivalent, right? That's the whole time when I'm watching acne. This movie, I'm always like, what is the human equivalent?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, I mean, it's probably not acne.
No. Because it's like bits of them are falling off.
Yeah, I guess it is leprosy.
It's leprosy. It's literally leprosy. It has to be leprosy. It's the only thing it can be.
That means there should be a car Jesus who comes and heals the lepers.
I imagine there is at some point car Jesus comes in. That's a whole separate movie.
I died for your VIN number. That is a sophisticated joke and you know it.
I know. That's why I paid it.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of car equivalent, I want to mention as well, there's a point when Lightning McQueen, he gets like stuck in the town Radiator Springs and they siphon some of his gas so he can only have enough to get his job done for the day.
Yeah.
So he can't actually just bail. What is the human equivalent of that?
Oh, it's because it's like energy, right?
Well, stealing his blood source. I don't know. Because I was like thinking about it. I'm like, if we were like something was taken from us so we couldn't go anywhere.
Maybe water and food?
Oh, true.
Oh, that would be the only thing I could think
of. So you cut like in holes where it's like you can run away, but you got no water, so you'll die.
Yeah, exactly.
Good call. See, I was thinking it's a much worse thing than that. I thought we were going to take our balls or something.
Well, my wife's got those.
Guilty.
Badoom tiss.
I want to go back to Arnie as the Hummer character, as Fenn. I would love to see him and another character that we briefly see, Jay Limo.
Oh, great. What a great name for him, by the way.
Name. So I would like to see Jay Limo interviewing Sven the Hummer, who is basically Arnie.
Yeah.
All right, guys, welcome along to Jay Limo show here. And we got a special guest today. You know him as a former governor of California. And he joins us today. It's Sven the Hummer. Come on.
Hello.
Yeah,
it's good to be here.
good work. Now, let's talk about the news right now. Everyone's talking about this Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, Lightning McQueen. He's been missing.
We've gone missing.
We don't know where he is, but I want to assure the people of the great state of California.
Yeah, California.
That we are doing everything in our power to find Lightning McQueen and get him back for the final race.
Yeah, okay, cool. The Piston Cup. Someone's got to win the Piston Cup.
Someone needs to win the Piston Cup.
Yeah, it's, when you say it, a bit of a lisp, it sounds like something dirty.
Oh.
The Piston Cup.
Yeah, I've done it before.
Yeah, no, me too.
Just a drug test.
How I got the job.
Anyway, enough about Lightning McQueen. Jay, let me tell you about my new movie.
Of course. What's the movie called?
It's called...
You've done a lot of movies in the past. You're kind of famous for your action scenes, and you're one of the most reckless cars in Hollywood. You're fantastic.
Yeah, I've done a lot. I've done Predacar.
Of course, Predacar is the box office seller. Great
it was,
movie.
It was. I've yep. done Total Recall.
Can I talk about one of my favorites?
Absolutely.
Carmando.
Yeah, one of my earlier films.
Yeah, so good. I like also the pivot that you took into the comedy world when you did Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah, one of my funnier movies. And that's why I'm here. I wanted to talk about my new Christmas movie that I've got coming out soon.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called Jingle on the Highway.
I would like to see that.
Yeah,
what's your character?
It's about me, and I'm just a regular dad who doesn't have time for his little car son.
Yep, of course. Yep.
And then I get turned into a toy.
Wow, that's so incredible.
I'm pretty sure that's the plot of the movie.
Yeah, no, I think that's roughly about the plot. Okay, I'm going to have to cut you off. We're running out of time, and I've got to go back to my plotting of taking down Conan O'Brien. So I'm going to get going. I'll see you later.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, me too. Get the band on. I hate him. I'm going to destroy him.
That is some of our best pun game on the fly.
That was really like, I'm like, did you have a list in front of you? I'm like,
No, and I was really struggling. Jingle All the Highway really came through, though.
Yeah, I like that. That wasn't bad. I'd watch that. That went perfectly. Something I'd like to see Arnie as well is I'd like to see a little bit more of the Radiator Springs part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole little world.
Beautiful town.
We see these cool characters. Mater is absolutely phenomenal. Who's he voiced by? Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, comedian, yeah?
Yes. He was a big deal once upon a time.
Did he do a movie with Jim Carrey?
I don't know. Wait, you thinking The Cable Guy?
Oh, I'm thinking of The Cable Guy.
No. No, he was... He was a moment in time. He really was. He was huge. Like, Hillbilly America loves him still. And if they're listening today, hello, Hillbilly America.
We know we're big in Hillbilly America.
We love our Hillbilly America.
Yep.
Weird way to vote. Yep. Anyway, I would like to see Arnie in that world. I don't know what character, but.
Well, one of the cars in that world owns the Army Surplus Store.
Oh, yeah, the old guys.
Little Jeep. Yep. It would make so much sense for Arnie to be that Jeep.
Perfect.
And just interacting with the likes of the town and, you know, Lightning McQueen, Owen Wilson and all that
kind of
stuff.
I'd like to feel that. Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Whoa, man. So cool here in Radiator Springs, being this hippie van. It's too bad about my neighbor such an asshole.
Oh, ka-chow.
You're damn right, Stickers. Yeah.
I like that new nickname you've given me.
No, the Porsche called you that. I just jumped on the back of it. I don't really have original thoughts now with all this weed that I'm always on. At least it's not really weed. It's implied.
That's some of that natural fuel you've
got. Yeah, natural fuel, man. It's so good. Premium! She needs premium.
Do you know much about Sally the Porsche?
I know a little bit about her. What do you want to know? She made a horrible investment by buying into this town years ago.
Oh, so she's dumb.
Oh, she's so dumb. It ain't hot.
Ah, it's Sarge.
How are you? What are you doing just moseying around the streets, loitering?
Oh, coach out.
This is why no one comes here anymore. Everyone just standing around gas bagging, wasting gas, including your gross premium gas. Whoa, chill out, man.
Hey, Sarge.
What do you want, Stickers?
Oh,
so yeah, the nickname's catching on.
I just wanted to say I've never been to the Surplus Store before, and I'd love to check it out. Wow.
My God. I would love to have you inside my Surplus Store. Come now. Come in.
Okay, wow.
Say goodbye to these losers.
See you later.
See you, dude.
See you, Mater. I'll see you later, Lightning McQueen, my best friend. Yee-hoo!
How the hell did you become best friends with him already? You've only been here for like 3 hours.
We went cow tipping.
Okay, well, you shouldn't be doing that. Anyway, what do you need from Surplus? Because I've got everything you need.
You need
sleeping bags?
No.
I got them. You need a big water bottle? I got them. You need scout badges? I've got them. You need an impractically sized knife? I've got them. Nang.
Wow, where did you get all this stuff
from? The army, fool!
So you were in the army?
Nope.
The Navy?
Nope.
The Air Force?
Nope.
Space Force?
Nope.
Arma Force?
Nope.
Any armed forces?
Kinda.
Which one?
Transpers Security.
Oh, wow.
We can be lethal. Pretty yeah. dangerous when we need to be.
I've seen the videos.
We'll take you down. We'll take you down.
Okay, so I guess I'm probably looking for maybe just one of them camel backpacks, you know, the ones.
Yeah,
that,
so you can have a little sippy while you're driving away.
Yeah, so when I'm driving and I'm racing on the circuits.
Have a little sippy.
Yeah, I just want to be. I want to.
What are you going to fill it with? That gas over there, the hippy dippy gas.
I'm not going to touch Felonious's gas. Absolutely not.
Do not touch that gas. Okay, I can give you one of these. Do you want to buy any gifts for any special ladies?
Oh, so you've heard that I've got a bit of a thing for Sally.
Yeah, we all heard about it, stickers.
Oh, what do you know about her sexual history?
Your sexual history? I'll tell you what, she's as dry as this town.
Oh, is she barren?
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. Well, actually, I don't know how the childbirth thing works, right? Because they can have kids. Do they come out little and then grow into big cats? These are the questions.
We better go ask Doc.
Don't ask me, I'm busy.
Okay, oh,
he's in earshot. It's a very small town.
Oh, he's shopping in. Who else is shopping in? It's me, Luigi, the dial guy, Lightning McQueen. It's so good to see you. I'm here with my wife. Let me introduce you to.
Wait, he has a wife?
I've got a wife. It's a Drew Barrymore. Lightning McQueen, it's a nice to meet you. Anyway, that's enough from my wife, Lightning McQueen. Isn't she beautiful, Drew Barrymore?
This is just so beautiful. All right. Well, anyway, you need to get out of here now because it's time for me to go to sleepy. I'm very tired.
Okay, I'll see you later, man.
Yeah, good job with the road, by the way. Just getting that on top of it. And
it's looking cool. Real good, although that old car keeps purring on me.
The old car?
Yeah, the old biddy.
Oh, yeah, she's a menace.
Yeah, I like Lightning McQueen. I like to see. She's in here too, is she?
Yeah, they're all in here. Even Ed Sheeran's proud mum's just over there.
Hello. Just over here. Don't mind me. I'm just buying myself some things.
Oh, ka-chow. I've never met her before.
Yeah, I'm just buying some things, you know, for my sprouts, my son. I'm just so proud of him, so.
Yeah. Do you know much about Sally's sexual history?
Oh, I know a lot about it. Yeah. Her son, she used to actually date my son.
You're telling me that...
Ed Sheeran used to have sex with Sally Porsche. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's actually a song about it.
Which song?
Shape of You.
Cool. All right, everybody leave now. It's getting weird. Lock the door behind you.
Hey, Mater, did you know? Did you know that Sally used to fuck a human? Yeah, I did. She just liked him for his body.
All right. Anyway.
Wow. So many eclectic
characters. Yeah, a lot of good characters. Not so good characters appeared in that one. Last scene I want to do before we wrap up this podcast today. I would like to see Arnie as Mac, the truck.
Oh, yeah. John Ratzenberger.
Great. I mean, Pixar icon, right?
Like, he is.
Did all the voices. I want to do the bit. Can you imagine, you know how, like, because he falls off the truck, essentially, while Mac's driving because he falls asleep. And then later, he picks him back up, rescues him, essentially, from Radiator Springs to take him to that last race. But I'm always just like, what would have that conversation been like?
Yeah, because he's like, he was negligent.
He was his fault. I mean, to be fair, he wanted to sleep and you know, Lightning McQueen wouldn't let him.
Yeah, he's being a douche. Yeah.
But I would just like to hear the conversation, you know, especially, you know, Lightning McQueen essentially is like, he's changed a bit as a person now. So let's do that. Arnie as Mac coming back from rescuing from Radio Springs.
Oh, Lightning, it's so good. I can't believe I found you.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, just, I don't know if I can do it all. Let me try.
We'll swap. We can swap.
Wow. Oh, wow. Let's swap.
All right, we'll swap.
Okay, cool. All right. Hey, man, you're all good?
Oh,
you're all locked up back there, all tucked in?
I can't believe you found me.
Yeah. I didn't sleep. I didn't eat. I didn't drink. I just had to find you. And now that I found you, I feel like my whole life can begin again, you know?
Well, I gotta thank God Jesus.
Thank God Jesus. Because if it wasn't for him, I don't know if this would have even happened.
Oh, absolutely. We all thank Car Jesus for this.
Praise he.
Praise be to...
Praise his high beams.
Car Jesus.
Praise him.
I can't wait for one day when he high beams us all up to car heaven.
Oh, that is the dream. One day we'll hear the famous rev of his engine, then high beamed back up.
And the day when he was crucified at the crossroads.
Oh, yeah, I remember it well. I remember the stories, absolutely. Well, praise he, and I'm so glad I found you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I rescued you. So you're like hanging around a bunch of savages, huh?
No.
It looked hillbilly, right?
No, not at all.
Looked hillbilly as hell.
No, they weren't here. Well,
I'm going to get a wash after this. You know, I feel dirty just being in that town.
No, you don't need a wash. They're a great town. They're just misunderstood.
I don't know, man. It was off the highway. And anything off the highway, I'm not interested.
So there was one racist Ute.
Okay, he sounds cool.
But he was really cool.
Okay.
Like, you know, you'd think, you go, oh, he's going to be a bit racist.
You don't seem as much of a douche. Got to be honest with you, man.
I kind of had a bit of a story arc while I was there.
Oh, yeah? What happened with that?
Where I started out as a douche and I destroyed their road.
Oh, that's funny. That's so good. You destroyed
it
on purpose.
And it basically would have ended any kind of money coming into the town.
Yeah, screw them. That's so funny. No, yeah, that's our city boys.
I fixed it.
Fixed the road?
I fixed the road.
You did that on your own free will?
Yeah. Well, no.
No, what? They made you do it? Let's smash up their road again.
No, you need to listen to me,
Mac. Okay, sorry.
They chained me to Betsy.
Okay, that doesn't sound like a good thing. So you're not a douche anymore. So what, because you were forced to do manual labor?
Yeah, I had to humble myself.
You had to humble yourself?
And I realized that there's more people in this world outside of my sphere. I should be less...
But I'm in your sphere.
Yeah, and that brings me
it's
to
It's just
my,
you and me, Betty.
And that's what brings me to the next topic of conversation. You were negligent on the job. And so you're going to be fired after
What do you mean? I thought you weren't a douche anymore. This is bullshit.
And you won't get any severance.
Oh, man.
And we wish you the best of luck.
Nah, that's not cool. I got to take you to the race. I mean, it's all going to be all right, man. I thought you'd forgive me. I found you single-handedly.
I don't know. There's a lot of cops on the job, like Car Columbo.
Oh, yeah. Car Columbo did a lot of the heavy lifting. I got to be honest with you. But who do you think hired Car Columbo?
Oh, was that you?
No, it was the sponsors.
Oh, Rusty's.
Yeah, Rusty's.
Hired Car Columbo.
Yeah,
that actually checks out that they would hire a detective with one eye.
Yeah, and it was very, very old. It all makes sense now. Well, I'm a bit bummed about the whole firing thing. I thought you weren't a douche anymore, man. Shit.
Okay, you know what? I'll keep you on.
Yeah.
If you kind of go on a similar story arc yourself and become a better human. A better truck.
And do I have to go to Radiator Springs to do this?
You do.
I'm good. You can fire me. It's fine. I'm okay with it. I'll get work somewhere else.
Okay, well, Mac, you're fired.
Okay, cool.
And I don't think we need to talk for the rest of the night.
Okay. I'm just going to talk to myself then.
Okay.
What a douchebag.
Mac, I can hear you.
Shut up. I'm talking to myself.
Okay.
What a douchebag. Goes to one little country town and thinks he's all Mr. Country now. Oh, look at me. La-di-da-di-da. I'm Lightning McQueen. I'm so in touch with everyone and everything.
Oh, ka-chow. It's Sally on the phone. She's ringing me. Hi, Sally. Yeah, I'm just in the truck. Mac's driving me back.
What a stupid douchebag.
Yeah, I fired him. Just like you asked me to.
Son of a bitch. I knew it!
And
all
that
checks out.
Is Cars.
That's Cars, baby! I think we've made it significantly better. And you know what? I know we said the audience score was 79%. That's up to 100 now, baby.
Oh, yeah.
And Sharon's mom fit into it as seamlessly as we expected.
Yep.
Now, if you happen to enjoy this episode, and we hope you did, please get involved by joining the Arniverse, our Facebook group. You can make suggestions there of characters you'd like to see appear in the episode.
Yeah, and watch our stuff. We got some fantastic stuff on TikTok and Instagram. Some of it was from our live show as well.
Absolutely. You can watch the full live show as well on YouTube. So if you want to check them out, get amongst it.
Of course, please subscribe to our podcast. Leave us a 5-star rating. It helps us become better.
It helps us help you.
Help us to help you.
Exactly. Thanks. Bye.
Ciao.